The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome to Auto Talk on this Saturday afternoon. I'm Jan Murphy, along with my husband Dave, and we own Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. Dave's an ASC Master Certified Technician for over 40 years, right, hon?
I am.
Murphy's Auto Care. We service all makes and models. We open every day, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. If you want to get your car in, early bird gets the worm.
Or your car fixed faster.
That's right. You can call 426-AUTO or contact us at murphysautocare.com to request an appointment or just to learn more about us. We've got all kinds of cool stuff on our website, on our Facebook page, on our blogs. I mean, info.
That's what we do.
That's right.
What we do. We're here to answer
questions.
Speaking
of info, we're here to answer your questions today. You can give us a call at 457-1290. We'd love to hear from you about anything automotive, your vehicle concerns, your fluids, your lights, your concerns in general. We'd love to talk to you.
What do you think is the main light that's probably coming on right now on a car?
The TPMS light.
Probably
so. Ding, 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 ding. And win a free coffee mug, right?
Yeah. That's just what you need. It's more coffee.
TPMS, that's Tire Pressure Monitoring System.
Very good.
And that's because...
Not bad for 40 years.
I'll bet you that's because the temperature changes this time of year from maybe really warm afternoons...
Air molecules get smaller.
...to really cool evenings. And you might come outside and have the light on, or you might see a little low tire.
You could.
That's only for people who walk around their car before they get in, like our family members
do. Pre-flight check.
That's right. Pre-flight check.
Check.
Even our youngest, the collision expert, knows to walk around her car.
She does.
Take a look at the tires before she gets in.
Yeah, so perhaps you did have a tire pressure monitoring light come on here in the last day or two, or if you didn't, I'm sure we're going to get those phone calls at the shop on Monday morning. But it's a normal thing. If it's not caused by something that you've picked up and punctured your tire, which it's a great warning system. Been on cars now for a good 10 years or so, and several generations of those of the technology has evolved, which is a great thing. So it's just one of those things that I'm sure we're going to see and talk to people more about this week. So.
Well, and this show, like you always tell everybody, it's about being safe. Have your vehicle safe and dependable and saving money in the long run. So we are here to help you today. Feel free to post a question to our Facebook page, or you can check out our weekly video posts on murphysautocare.com, as well as Google and Facebook, podcasts, iHeartRadio. So let's get right to it, Dave, in the shop this week.
A lot of things going on. Actually, you and I were out in training for 3 days because that's really our company. We fix cars. That's what we do, and trucks and all kinds of things. But we're really a training company where we believe in building great people. And I just want to roll into that real quick. Our company is growing, and we're looking for more great people at Murphy's Auto Care. So in particular, if you're an ASC Master Certified Technician, or maybe you're just an ASC certified technician that's not quite made master yet. If you have impeccable references and if you're very gifted at what you do, but most of all, this is the key principle for us, is if you live it by the principle that you'll never, ever put money ahead of people, then we would really like to talk to you. We'd really like to talk to you about joining our team. So it's easy. You can either just give us a call, right, at Murphy's Auto Care. You can go to our website and you can actually apply under the contact tab, or you can just email me at dave@murphysautocare.com. So wanted to pitch that out to folks. But so we talked real briefly about TPMS, but we do have a lot going on in the shop. We've had oil evaluations because we're doing oil analysis now with our micro lab, right? And I can't tell you the amount of information we are gleaning from this daily and learning. And if you've been listening to Auto Talk, you know, we talk about, one of the things we always talk about is just getting your car in for regular maintenance. Getting your vehicle seen 3 times a year, whether it needs the oil changed or not. But what we're finding with our customers' vehicles that we're now doing oil analysis on the engine, and we're doing it on the engine, we're doing it on the transmission oil, or the differential fluids. But what we're finding primarily in the engine oil is that the oil does need to be changed, quite honestly, about every 4 months. And we're seeing that, and it's very telling.
Well, we're seeing what happens to the oil changes that have been spaced out a little bit longer than that.
Right.
And expansion and contraction, moisture in the atmosphere. So seasonally, it's getting to be more about time than it is mileage.
Well, it is. And in the industry, I think, has always preached 3 years. So 3 months, 3,000 miles. If you're talking about base grade mineral oils, okay, if we're talking synthetic, it's a different game, and those oils can go longer. But the majority of people that, you know, are having their oil change anymore are using either still base grade oils if you're going in for a real inexpensive oil change, or maybe a synthetic blend. Our base oil change is a synthetic blend oil that we use, and it can go a little further. Not quite like a synthetic oil can, but what we're seeing, though, is that the viscosity is starting to change, and especially on vehicles that we've noticed over the last 2 weeks, that the vehicle has gone 7,000-8,000 miles. I mean, the lubricity packages that are added to the oil by the manufacturer of it, or we'll just call it the manufacturer of the oil, has broken down, and that, along with the viscosity, is starting to change in it, and we're starting to see a fair amount of particulate matter.
So we can pull these samples before we do the oil change.
Absolutely.
And we can really, it's like a blood test for your car. We can really take a look at what's going on before we do that oil change with the current oil that's in there.
Exactly.
And it's just amazing what we're seeing, amazing. So I know for years, you know, some of the dealerships were saying, oh, you don't have to do anything for 100,000 miles, just change the oil a couple times. And we, unfortunately, are seeing the people who followed those guidelines.
Unfortunately, it's bad advice.
And the condition of their oil, which is a reflection of the condition of their engine.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we have to talk to them about engine replacements and transmission replacements.
Yeah. It's kind of like that sun damage, you know, if you don't get burned, and or you just get burned once in a while, you think you're okay. Sunburn does.
This is a WHIO breaking news alert. You're hearing those beeps in the background. That means we've activated the WHIO Storm Center. The entire Miami Valley is under a winter storm warning until 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. Now, the Dayton area and counties to the south have been mainly receiving rain. We've been seeing that right now outside our studios here on South Main Street. But for other parts of the Miami Valley, including Clark County, getting reports of freezing rain, mainly also to the areas north of I-70 in Miami and Shelby County's reports of a wintry mix. Sean Cudahy has been out in Storm Tracker 7 throughout the morning, and he's describing what you could be experiencing if you're going to be heading out this afternoon.
The road is soaked, and also with that rain, the type of conditions where you have a truck going by, you get that mist kicking up from the wheels when you go past a semi-truck. That's the sort of thing we're accustomed to when it's rainy, and the sort of situation where you want to make sure you're adding a little extra time to wherever you need to go, even throughout the day today, and certainly as we get into those post-sunset hours this evening.
Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Madd tells us what to expect throughout the afternoon and evening.
Many around the Miami Valley have started off with rain and freezing rain, but the snow is going to start here and waving through as colder air moves in into the afternoon hours. Accumulations likely to max to the north of I-70.
We'll continue to have updates on this winter storm warning with updates throughout the afternoon and evening. You can also get the latest closings and delays on our website, WHIO.com. I'm John Tisdell from the WHIO Storm Center.
And catch up with you until about 10 years later. When you start to see your skin change and some really bad things can happen. It's kind of like your engine. If you don't keep an eye on it and figure out what's going on, it's just going to creep up on you.
It truly does. And we all know life's busy, right? It is. So, by the way, if you're listening to us and you want to talk to us about anything automotive, give us a call right now, 457-1290. That's the number to call us, 457-1290.
And if you have any questions about this Microlab oil engine analysis, we'd love to hear from you.
We really, really would.
Answer your questions, yeah.
Do our very best to answer your questions, get you set up to get in and maybe get it done, talk to you about how that whole process goes, or whatever you got going on. Let's go right now to the lines. We've got Denise out there. Hi, Denise, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
We are wonderful, and we're thrilled to talk to you. Glad you called us. How can we help you?
Well, I'm interested in your opinion regarding the top-tier fuels and active fuel management. We have a 2016 Sierra pickup with the 5.3 and noticed that it was having some problems with hesitation or even almost a stall. And then we went to the dealership and they said, well, try fuels with top tier logo on the gas pump, gave us a list of the name brand stations that normally carry that. And we began to use that, and we have seen some improvement, but I just wanted your opinion and see what your thoughts are on that.
Great question. Great question. So let's talk about, for our listeners, what top tier really is. You sort of alluded to it. Top tier are the major brands of fuel is what that is. So, and quite honestly, in this area, I don't know exactly where you live, but the vast majority of sellers of fuel are selling a good quality fuel. But you also mentioned active fuel management, I believe, on your truck, right? So tell me what you said the vehicle wasn't running, and did you say it almost stalled and stumbled?
It did. Normally, within the first 3 or 4 miles after starting it in the morning, and this has probably been a couple of months ago, so it wasn't as if it was a cold start.
Okay.
So, necessarily. But within the first 3 or 4 miles after you would pull from a stop sign, it would sort of feel like it was going to stall. And kind of got worse whenever you would try to pass someone or accelerate from being on cruise control, probably.
Fuel quality is really what they're talking to you about, okay? And fuel quality, we have not seen a huge issue in that recently, actually for years. We haven't, at least in the market we operate in. But you know, you could be wherever you buy fuel at, and you know, the fuel that you used to buy, now obviously you're buying probably some major brand fuel. You said you're getting some relief, but it's not totally correct, right? Is that what I understand you to say?
Well, it's much better. There is no stalling problem. There is still a little hesitation when you take from going from cruise control and then accelerating to pass or to change lanes on the highway.
Okay.
I understand that somewhat normal, but it's not stumbling nearly as rough as it was before we switched fuel.
So they probably wanted you to do that first. I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to run to a break here in a second, but I'll ask you to hold on, okay? I'll keep you on hold, and we'll come back and keep talking about it. This is a great topic, okay? So stick with us, Denise. All right, great. We'll put you here on hold. Okay. Great. Folks, this is a very interesting topic. We're talking about fuel quality.
Yeah, because it's only a two-year-old vehicle.
Yeah, exactly. So I've got a question for her. I want to see how she answers this question when we get back. It won't be a tough one, Denise, but I'm curious about what the dealer is doing for you on this. So, folks, right now you're listening live to us here on Auto Talk, and my name is Dave Murphy, along with Jan. We're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care. We're going to be right back after this brief break. Stick with us.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A winter storm warning is in effect in our area. This is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
It's back and bigger than ever. Menards Bag Sale. Get 15% off everything you can fit into the bag. Even sale items. From paint to power tools, batteries to bath faucets, cabinet hardware, light bulbs, and more. Just get them in the bag and save 15%. Now during Menards Bag Sale. Save 15% on everything you can fit into the bag. Even sale items. Hurry in. Sale ends January 19th.
Save big money at Menards. Looking for a great place to work out? Hi, this is Wesley with Everybody Fitness. And if so, we have an offer that you can't refuse. How about a free 30-day membership? That's right. Try us out free for 30 days with no purchase necessary. Your free trial not only gets you access to all fitness equipment, cardio, and free weights, but also to group fitness classes like Zumba, yoga, Body Blast, and more. You can even enjoy tanning and free use of our childcare. So don't wait. Stop in one of our 8 convenient locations or check us out online at everybodyfitness.com.
Baby boomers have shared their frustration about how much tax they pay. Let me reverse that for you and put the emphasis on saving taxes. This is Chuck Oliver, founder of the Hidden Wealth Solution, and I've been helping clients for over 2 decades to get their retirement on track and avoid the tax traps. Daily, I see clients paying taxes needlessly instead of maximizing their financial future. Learn how to save unnecessary tax and optimize your retirement. Visit retirementprotected.com, retirementprotected.com.
Will there be excitement? You bet. How about adrenaline? You bet. Will there be lots of winners? You betcha. Live harness racing is back at Miami Valley Gaming starting January 4th. Post times are Sunday through Tuesday at 2:05 p.m. and Friday and Saturday at 6:05. Bet on a good time again and again this racing season at Miami Valley Gaming.
Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
Looking for something fun to do with family or friends? Come out to Shoot Point Blank, the leading indoor shooting range in Dayton. With 20 clean, climate-controlled shooting lanes and over 80 rental firearms to choose from, Shoot Point Blank offers a great time for the beginner or experienced shooter. There's no membership required, and weekly range specials are available, like their popular lunchtime shoot or Friday date night. Before you make plans, first check out ShootPointBlank.com and live confidently.
At Jeff Schmidt Auto Group, we have 7 state-of-the-art service facilities. All 7 locations have modern waiting areas with free amenities. Or drop off your car and drive off in one of our complimentary loaner vehicles. If you're too busy to come in on a weekday, schedule a Saturday appointment or use one of our 24/7 drop boxes. Your car will be taken care of by one of our certified technicians who are always kept up with the latest training. From an oil change to a major collision, come to Jeff Schmidt Auto Group and experience the advantage.
I'm Dave Murphy of Murphy's Auto Care, and you might have heard that Jan and I are teaming up with the Goodwill Auto Auction. When I learned about all the great ways the Goodwill Auto Auction helps people in our community, we knew we wanted to get involved. We had no idea of all the great work they do to help people with disabilities and other needs. Did you know they helped more than 18,000 people last year alone? Incredible! You can help too. When you donate your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction, the proceeds are used to support local programs for people in need. Always a free tow, and Goodwill handles all the paperwork. Call 228-AUTO and donate today.
We've started off with rain in the Miami Valley, but several changes expected to move back in. That freezing line is dipping towards the south, and as we go throughout the afternoon, especially into the evening, we will eventually transfer over to snowfall. And more snow expected throughout the overnight hours, as well as much colder temperatures move back into the Miami Valley. Winds picking up to 45 miles per hour around midnight tonight, and a low temperature by tomorrow morning of 11 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And thanks for sticking with us here on Auto Talk. I know we were just talking to Denise about her 2016 Sierra pickup that has a hesitation. It's got some situations going on with it. It's a relatively new car. So, Dave, you want to get back with Denise?
I do. Denise, you still with us? Thanks for hanging on.
Yeah.
Great, great. So a couple quick questions. How many miles are on your truck?
About almost 37,000. And
okay.
I did fail to mention that we purchased it in August, the beginning of August.
That's okay. That's okay. So when you took it back in and you had this complaint, apparently you took it to the dealer. So did they actually do any testing on it, or did they just say, oh yeah, by the way, this is where you need to start first?
Well, I did not have any lights or, you know, indications that
right.
would cause a light to come on.
Okay.
So they did do, I guess you call it pulling the codes, and there weren't any
Yeah.
current or in history.
Okay.
So they looked up and gave to me, which I don't have in front of me. I apologize.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
The list of the name brand
Okay.
fuels and a separate page from a bulletin that explained that some of those hesitations are normal to that vehicle.
Well, they're possible. So you have 37,000 miles on it. It has active fuel management, and I'll explain that real quickly. Active fuel management is the technology in this vehicle that allows it to cancel cylinders when it doesn't need all eight of them, so you can get better fuel mileage. Typically, that's going to be in final overdrive, final gear up and overdrive on the highway. So, you know, there's less load on it, so now you can improve the fuel mileage on the vehicle, which typically you wouldn't have. So we're essentially running on four cylinders instead of eight. But your problem is occurring when we're using all eight cylinders. And this is where I would go with this. 37,000 miles, because that vehicle probably I believe it has what's known as GDI, or gasoline direct injection, on it. That in itself will cause carbon deposits, especially if you were using a poor or low quality fuel to start with. All right. And that, in conjunction with just the way that system operates, it may just be time to have a fuel injection service done on it, which the dealers never will recommend. They want you to go try. And, you know, and you're getting some relief by using different fuel, but we're not quite there. Because if we have carbon deposits on the tops of the pistons in the combustion chamber area, we're going to go lean. And that's what it causes, because carbon is a sponge and it pulls fuel away. And we're running so lean to start with on these vehicles anymore. I mean, it's literally on the verge of almost a lean misfire, which you're experiencing. It's what you're really telling me. So I would talk to somebody that uses BG products and have them, you know, consider doing a GDI service on the truck and get the thing cleaned. You're probably going to have to pay for that, because the dealer's not going to offer that to you, unfortunately.
What's the GDI? Can you explain that?
Yeah, GDI service is a gasoline direct injection cleaning service. BG distributors throughout the United States, we're one of them, offer that service. It effectively cleans the upper area of the combustion chamber, the back side of your intake valves, and it also includes an oil service, okay? So it's fairly involved. It runs, I hate to tell you this, it's about $400 to get it done, but it is something that gasoline direct injection engines need, which almost all vehicles have gasoline direct injection, right? And it's new technology for a lot of people. They're not used to it.
Does that come with a warranty?
Yes, it does. It sure does. So
I think that would be key if you're going to spend that kind of money, that you can get your engine covered if it's within a certain set of miles.
Because this oil service that's done with it is done with an oil additive, the BG-MOA additive. And you may or may not be familiar, Denise, with those products or not. But in your area, look around. Just go to BG.com. or bgfindashop.com and look for someone there in your area. And that's what I would recommend to you. But yes, you originally asked me what's my opinion of top-tier fuels. Yeah, you should always buy good quality fuel for your vehicle. Absolutely. It just depends on where you're at. But I hope that helps you. And if you still have questions about it, just give us a call at our shop at Murphy's Auto Care, which is 937-426-2886.
Great. I appreciate the help, and I will, if I decide to have that done, give you a call.
Please do, because it can run better. I guarantee you, it can run better. It can run the way you expect it to. You have a wonderful weekend, and we really appreciate that call. That's a great one, Denise. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right, folks. We've got a couple people here online. Stick with us. We're going to get to you. We've got to run to another quick break, and when we get back, we'll run those calls, talk to you if you want to call us also. But right now, we're going to run to a break. We're Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care. We'll be right back.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 12:31. I'm John Tisdale with the WHIO News Update. Our top story, a winter storm warning is in effect for the entire Miami Valley until early tomorrow morning.
We started off as rain, but sleet, snow, and freezing rain on the way. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic, we're dealing with very slick driving conditions across the Miami Valley this afternoon. This is on the freeways and side streets. We're seeing light volume on the freeways. You're traveling southbound 75 from the Miami County Montgomery County line. That 12-mile drive going to take you about 12 minutes. You want to give yourself plenty of extra time if you're going to be heading out running errands this afternoon. And it is our top story here on this Saturday. You're hearing those beeps in the background. That means we've activated the WHIO Storm Center. A winter storm warning is in effect now until early tomorrow morning for the entire listening area. We've been seeing mainly rain showers throughout the Dayton area and areas to the south. As for north of I-70, we've been getting reports of a wintry mix here to start the day.
We've been talking about the rain, snow, sleet, and freezing rain. That will continue throughout the day, but we do have our eyes looking forward for what's to follow. Very windy conditions overnight tonight, leading to blowing and drifting snow.
Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mack will have the full forecast in just a moment. Storm Center 7 meteorologist Kirsty Zontini has also been tracking the storm.
We're getting all that moisture from rain, from freezing rain, from sleet, from snow that might be melting on the roads. We get a lot colder tonight. We get a lot windier tonight, and we all do transition back to snow showers.
We have several closings and delays due to the weather today. The latest closings and delays brought to you by Back to Business IT. You take care of your business. They'll take care of your IT. Go to backtobusinessit.com. The city of Dayton, the MLK World House event is canceled. These schools have canceled activities for today. Dayton Public Schools, all activities canceled for today, tomorrow, and Monday. These cancellations are for today. Arcan and Butler, Bellbrook, Sugar Creek, Bakken's Local Schools, Clark Shawnee Local Schools, Eaton Community Schools, Mad River Local Schools, Miami East Local Schools, Tecumseh Local Schools, all these schools have canceled activities for today. Central State University is closed today. Wilberforce University closed today and tomorrow. The latest list is always updated on our website. See that full list at WHIO.com. As for power outages, DP&L is reporting 311 customers are without power in Miami County, 9 in Shelby County. Other news we're following on this Saturday, President Trump said in a tweet last night that he's, quote, making a major announcement concerning the humanitarian crisis on our southern border and the shutdown.
I'm not getting ahead of the president. He'll make that announcement. I suggest everybody tune in.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders speaking to reporters last night. We've learned the president will make the announcement at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We will monitor those comments. Now the most accurate and dependable forecast, your Storm Center 7 meteorologist, Jesse Mack.
We've started off with rain in the Miami Valley, but several changes expected to move back in. That freezing line is dipping towards the south, and as we go throughout the afternoon, especially into the evening, we will eventually transfer over to snowfall. And more snow expected throughout the overnight hours, as well as much colder temperatures move back into the Miami Valley. Winds picking up to 45 miles per hour around midnight tonight, and a low temperature by tomorrow morning of 11 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar. We're seeing rain showers across Dayton, seeing that outside our studios on South Main Street and also counties south of Dayton, seeing some heavy rain in Greene County in the area of Xenia. If you're on north of I-70 in Miami and Clark counties, we're seeing a mix of rain, freezing rain, and sleet. This also includes Dark County. Starting to see a change in Preble County from rain showers to a wintry mix. Currently, we got 28 degrees in Troy, 33 degrees in Springfield, 33 degrees in Dayton at 12:35. I'm John Tisdell, WHIO Continuing News.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. For a young family member driving to and from school, for a person who spends a lot of time working on the road, or a parent who doubles as a shuttle service, you'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see us and discover our big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks and trucks to get you through the winter snow. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website, DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale Chevrolet.
Hi, Dave and Megan here from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk right here live every Saturday on WHIO. Megan, I know how you love unlimited offers, and I know you love Mike's Car Wash.
That's right, Dave, because at Mike's Car Wash, I get the ultimate wash or the works wash unlimited. Pay for 5 months and get the 6 month free.
That's right. You can wash it all you want. It's the best way to preserve, protect, and keep your car looking like new. And you can purchase at any of Mike's 22 great locations. Or for more details, go to mikescarwash.com.
This is Clark Howard here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Did you know you can get our latest news flash briefing on your smartphone? For Android, just say, OK, Google, and then play WHIO News.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Thanks for sticking with us on Auto Talk. We're back for the second half of the show with the better half of the show.
You're so right. People are probably thinking that you're lying.
We've got some more calls that we're going to be taking. We're talking about anything and everything automotive here, and we love doing the show every Saturday at noon, so let's get right back to the lines.
Yeah, absolutely. We promise that, right? So here we go. We're going to go. Tom, how you doing?
I am doing well.
Good. Sounds like something about a transmission. You're changing one, or what's up?
Yes. I have a Ford Fusion with 350,000 miles. Not having any problem out of the transmission that I'm aware of. But would you would you suggest that I change it, or I just get it filtered, or what?
You're talking about the transmission fluid, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So the first thing that I would recommend to you is that you come see us. We're in Beaver Creek, and we do an oil analysis on the transmission fluid before. And I'm saying this because it's such high mileage. At 300,000 miles, there is that potential that, well, number one, we're going to be able to look at that oil, and we're going to be able to tell you whether it should be flushed or you should leave it alone. I know you're saying you don't have any problems with it. Those vehicles were known to have problems with it way before 300,000 miles. So that's rare. And for us, we would just be careful and cautious and say, let's take a sample of that oil and look at it because we don't want to cause a new problem. And that could happen at that kind of mileage on that vehicle.
Okay, sounds like I better schedule an appointment then.
Yeah, absolutely. Just go online or give us a call, either one. But we'll be happy to help you with that, and we'll be able to get an accurate answer for you about what you should do, okay? Great.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Have a good weekend. Appreciate that.
You can tell Tom he can call us at 426-2886. We do those engine oil analysis or the transmission while you wait. I don't know if we mentioned that. We do it while you wait.
Good point.
So it would save a lot of time and give him some answers really quickly.
Peace of mind fast.
That's right.
Good point, Jan. So glad you're here. All right, great. All right, we got some more calls.
The second half, the better half.
All right, here we go. We're going to talk to Mike. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Good. Hey, my multi-dollar question is, I own an 08 Ford F-150 with the Triton motor in it, and I've got about 129,000 miles on it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just starting to hear a little bit of chatter out of the lifters after the motor's worn up and at idle. Should I be worried?
Great question. I was going to ask you if you've put spark plugs in it yet, but have you? Have you done that yet?
Well, it was a fleet vehicle, and I've only owned it for approximately 10,000 miles.
All right.
And I've had the oil changed at least once.
Okay.
And the people that had it took care of it.
Yep.
But when the oil's warmed up,
yep, you're getting some noise.
Like I'm getting some lifter noise.
Okay, so here's what I would say to you. You know, give us a call. If you were listening to the previous call, we talked about oil analysis. This is a classic example of before you do anything to this truck, before you spend any more money on it, give us a call, come up. You can wait, like my lovely wife just mentioned. We can do it in about 30 minutes. We'll pull a sample of the oil out of that vehicle, and we'll tell you exactly what's going on internally in that engine. It's that simple.
Okay.
Yeah, and here's what we're going to be able to tell you. This is what the oil analysis does. Number one, it pinpoints 10 basic metals that are common in the engine, and it tells us specifically what's failing. So we're going to be able to talk to you about aluminum, chromium, copper, iron, lead, molybdenum, potassium, silicone, sodium, and tin. Those are the most common elements that are in the components in your engine, all right? So if you've got lifter wear, cam wear, cam bearing wear, crank bear, this is all going to show up in this test. Not to mention, we're going to see oil degradation, oxidation, nitration, a lot of really interesting information. We may find that this engine's just fine internally, and yeah, you ought to go ahead and have it repaired. But with that kind of mileage, and because you said it was a fleet vehicle, that can be concerning. Many fleets do not maintain their vehicles well because they know they're going to dump it. So just give us a call this week at 426-2886 or go online and schedule an appointment. We'll get that thing in and tell you exactly what's going on.
And don't change the oil before I show
Do not change the oil. We want to see that oil based on what's going on, okay?
All right, thank you.
Mike, have a great weekend. Thanks so much for your call.
Wow, that was a really good question.
Yeah, absolutely it is. You know, I mean, and this is what we're seeing. I mean, because historically, our shop's like every other shop in the world, right? We can only rely on our experience.
Well, and, right?
What
and
we've
I
seen
know
and what we hear.
We're going to be doing this engine analysis on the oil analysis on fleets, people who have companies that have fleet vehicles, because it's really going to tell them. It's just like a crystal ball, practically.
Well,
I mean, it's
finally,
not perfect, but
yeah. Well, it's pretty
great info.
It's really a baseline. It's the blood test for your vehicle.
Yeah.
And we'll leave it at that.
Dave, I want to take a minute and thank our sponsors today. Without them, this show would not be possible.
So true.
I want to thank BG Automotive Products. They have wonderful products. And like you had mentioned earlier, they can go to bgfindashop.com. We really believe in those, and we thank them for their sponsorship. Also, KOI Auto Parts, they're the professional's choice. We use KOI all the time, every day, and they have several locations here in town. They help us have our 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. So when you go in and take your car in, ask them about their warranty. It's something to look out for. Mike's Car Wash, my gosh, they're open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Today's a great day to go get your car washed.
An amazing wash.
And most of all, Goodwill Auto Auction.
Yep. And what I really want to say about the Goodwill Auto Auction is this. Donate your vehicle to them because it helps the people in our community. And you may get a tax deduction also off
of
it.
Yeah, yeah, they are still tax deductible. But mostly, let's talk about the GEM projects we've done this year. We're going to be doing next year.
All right, we'll do three next year. But right now, we've got a beautiful caravan coming up for sale that's going to be at the auto auction. And it's going to be a great value because the vehicle's been restored. I mean, from the standpoint of all of the wear items, brakes, all the rubber components, it's been recently tuned up. The air conditioning on a caravan, this is a caravan that has had the air conditioning actually replaced in it, so you can feel confident that you're going to get a lot more miles of use out of this vehicle. Our partner, Tome Body Shop, has taken a look at this and really got it in good shape. So aesthetically, it looks great.
I mean, it's so cool. If you've never been, please go out there. This caravan's going to be up for auction, and all the proceeds stay right here in the Miami Valley, which just makes us feel great, you know, to be able to help out people in need that are right here in the Miami Valley.
Well, and not to mention, there's a lot of vehicles. If you're looking to buy a vehicle, get on the Goodwill Auto Auction website. They list all the vehicles they have for sale. And, you know, there's always 70 to 100 vehicles every other Saturday for sale there. Many of them run. Many of them have been donated. Well, they've all been donated, but many times these vehicles have been donated because they're just not being used by the current owner.
Yeah, so if you're upgrading or you know someone who has a used vehicle that they'd like to donate, you can call 228-AUTO. That's 228-2886. They do everything for you. They'll walk you through the whole.
This is a WHIO breaking news alert. You're hearing those beeps in the background. That means the WHIO Storm Center has been activated. The entire Miami Valley is under a winter storm warning until 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. Now, the Dayton area and counties to the south have been receiving mainly rain, but areas north of Dayton have been receiving a wintry mix. This includes snow, sleet, and freezing rain. WHIO Sean Cuddy has been out in Storm Tracker 7 today, and he's describing what you could be experiencing if you're going to be heading out this afternoon.
The road is soaked, and also with that rain, the type of conditions where you have a truck going by, you get that mist kicking up from the wheels when you go past a semi-truck. That's the sort of thing we're accustomed to when it's rainy, and the sort of situation where you want to make sure you're adding a little extra time to wherever you need to go, even throughout the day today, and certainly as we get into those post-sunset hours this evening.
Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Madd tells us what to expect throughout the afternoon and evening.
Many around the Miami Valley have started off with rain and freezing rain, but the snow is going to start here and waving through as colder air moves in into the afternoon hours. Accumulations likely to max to the north of I-70.
Now, we're going to continue to have updates on this winter storm warning with updates throughout the afternoon and evening. You can also get the latest closings and delays on our website, WHIO.com. I'm John Tisdell from the WHIO Storm Center.
Whole process, they make it so easy and convenient. You can also get a hold of them at GoodwillDaytonAuto.com. That's
right.
GoodwillDaytonAuto.com or the 228 Auto here locally. So they do everything for you. They make it so easy. They'll come and get the vehicle. They'll put it in the auction. All that money stays right here in the Miami Valley.
That's
it's
right.
just a win-win, and it's
for
the right,
everyone.
It's just the right thing to do.
It is. And by the way, you can donate a car, a truck, an RV, a motorcycle, a boat, an airplane. We don't care. Any of those things are great. They all
will benefit
absolutely.
Local people here.
They will do that. So very, very good. And, you know, I'll just say one more thing about this, too. Maybe you're thinking about trading your vehicle in, right? So you're thinking, okay, I'll take my car in. I'll take whatever they give me for it. Keep this in mind. Unless you have a vehicle that's $10,000 to $15,000 in value, they're really not getting much for your vehicle. Maybe you think that's easy, okay, but research what you're going to buy first. Decide who you're going to buy it from. There's a lot of great dealers around town that sell great cars. But if your vehicle really only has $2,000 to $5,000 in value, supposed value there, just keep that in mind. Whatever they're giving you for it is factored into the price of what you're paying for it. Just look at it that way, because that can be the truth. So anyways, donate your vehicle. Everyone here in town benefits from it. So, all right, great. All right, we got time. Let's go to another call. We got one going on here. We're going to go right now out to Bill. Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us on Auto Talk. How can we help you?
Well, I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, if I can, fairly quick. Quite a few years back, my dad passed away, and he always talked about his vehicle. And so I bought it from my mom, and it ran good and everything. But it's been sitting for a long time, and I haven't started it. And what damage have I done to it do I need to change the oil? Do I need to, is there something I can do really to get it going again without causing a lot of trouble to the car?
Sure, absolutely. So this is common. Great question, by the way, Bill. So when you say it's been sitting a long time, you mean a year or two probably since you ran it? Has it been sitting over a year?
Yes, definitely. It's probably been sitting about 10 years.
Okay, gotcha. Well, yeah, you want to get it towed in probably.
Sorry, go ahead.
Just tow it in to where, are you going to do this yourself or are you going to take it to a shop where you go?
Well, you know how back in those days cars weren't that bad to work on. So
right,
anything
right.
I can do, I try to do it myself.
Okay, but, then yeah, then put a new battery in it, drain the oil, change the filter, get fresh fuel in it. That's going to be the big thing if it's been sitting 10 years. If there's been fuel in the fuel tank, that fuel has deteriorated. So there may be some damage. You didn't tell me what year. What year and type of car is it?
It's a 1973 Chevelle Malibu.
Okay, wow. Okay, 73 Malibu.
It only has 69,000 miles on it.
So it's, okay, gotcha. It's an old carbureted car. Yeah, you want to get the fuel tank. Probably you're going to end up taking the fuel tank out, draining it. I hope you don't have to have it cleaned and relined inside.
Right.
But it could go that far. Most likely the carburetor, you're going to have to take the carburetor off, have it rebuilt. But the first thing I would do is I would just change the oil, the filter, the battery, get it to crank, okay? And just see if it'll light off with some starting fluid. And if it'll start, great,
okay.
Awesome. You're not going to damage the engine because you got fresh oil in it. The fuel's bad, it's bad, it's not going to run. That's what will happen. It might run, you never know, but it won't run well, I'll guarantee you that. So,
well, if it doesn't, then I can tow it in. You guys can.
You sure can. What part of town do you live in?
I live in New Carlisle.
You know what? We'd be happy to do that for you, but you got a great shop right up there, Jeff's Automotive. You could just give him a call, and they'd be happy to do it real close to you.
I've been there with Jeff, yeah.
Okay, yeah, another great place. Or just, give us a call. Bring it into us, and we work on older classic cars every day, so we'd be happy to help you with it. So, Bill, appreciate your call, and I hope that helps. You're welcome. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Very cool. An old Malibu. Kind of neat. 73.
It is cool.
Yeah, if you ever buy our shop, you're always going to find out there's always classic cars there, right? some are there a long time because we're always keeping them running for folks, but that's what we like to do. So, we are live here in the studio today. I'm going to go to another call real quickly. Going to go out to Jerry. How you doing, Jerry?
Good. Yourself?
Awesome. What's going on?
Well, I had a question about spark plugs.
Okay.
Say it says to use AC Delco sets and such, but then when you look up spark plugs, there's platinum, there's iridium, I believe it is.
Right, yep.
So I was wondering, does it warrant the more expensive spark plug?
Great question.
What kind of car is it?
Yeah, tell me what kind of car you're talking about.
It's a GMC. S10.
Okay, so here's what you should go by. You should go by the original equipment manufacturer recommendation for the spark plug. The platinum and iridium tipped plugs are not necessary in older vehicles because those, you know, typically, you know, the vehicle you're talking about would have had the plugs changed every 30,000 miles in it. So the standard AC Delco plug, which by the way is the plug you should use in that, based on my experience of over 40 years. But no, you don't need to buy iridium tipped plugs for that vehicle. They are far more expensive. I'll tell you what, I got to run to a quick break. I'm going to leave you on hold and we're going to come back to you, okay? Stand by.
Sure.
Great. All right, folks, stick with us. We'll be right back from this break.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A winter storm warning is in effect in our area. This is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Small steps lead to big changes, and it's important to think about that entering the new year. And also to remember, our friends at LegalZoom.com can help you take all of those steps. Now, they have a network of independent attorneys now licensed in all 50 states, and LegalZoom has helped more than 4 million people take care of their responsibilities. And the best part is LegalZoom is not a law firm, so you don't get charged by the hour. Go to LegalZoom.com now, and for special savings, enter my last name, Hannity, in the referral box when you check out.
What if the kid who cut your grass worked like most financial advisors? Instead of a straight-up $20, you'd get some confusing bill with surcharges and add-ons. What the heck is a blade height adjustment fee? Creative planning is different. Our fiduciary advisors work off one transparent fee structure, and we never receive commissions on your investments. Dial 866-440-1006 for a free, no-obligation consultation with Creative Planning. Investment strategies recommended by Creative Planning are not assured of earning a profit or avoiding a loss in declining markets.
I'm Gary from Tip City.
A real patient sharing his experience with a mini dental implant from Dr. Volk.
It's given me the ability to not be self-conscious about my smile. The procedure was fantastic. I was in and out in a couple hours. I wish I had done the procedure 10 years ago. Anybody who is looking to receive any sort of implant, I would absolutely 110% recommend Dr. Volk.
Don't put up with missing teeth any longer. Call Dr. Volk at 898-8990 or visit tvolk.com to schedule a free consultation.
If you're like me, I do a lot of shopping with my mobile phone because it's fast and I can use it anywhere. Hi, this is Scott from Premier Rental Purchase, and we have an easy-to-use mobile app. Just go to your Apple or Google App Store and download it. It is free. You can shop in real time, receive store specials, and make payments. Everything you need is at your fingertips. Don't wait. Go to your app store and get the Premier Rental Purchase app today.
Tune in to Safe Harbor Retirement Group on AM 1290 and News 95.7, Saturdays 5:30 a.m. and Sundays 5 a.m. Safe Harbor Retirement, your pathway to a carefree retirement. For a complimentary strategy session, visit safeharboroh.com.
I'm Dave Murphy of Murphy's Auto Care, and you might have heard that Jan and I are teaming up with the Goodwill Auto Auction. When I learned about all the great ways the Goodwill Auto Auction helps people in our community, we knew we wanted to get involved. We had no idea of all the great work they do to help people with disabilities and other needs. Did you know they helped more than 18,000 people last year alone? Incredible! You can help too. When you donate your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction, the proceeds are used to support local programs for people in need. Always a free tow, and Goodwill handles all the paperwork. Call 228-AUTO and donate today.
We've started off with rain in the Miami Valley, but several changes expected to move back in. That freezing line is dipping towards the south, and as we go throughout the afternoon, especially into the evening, we will eventually transfer over to snowfall. And more snow expected throughout the overnight hours, as well as much colder temperatures move back into the Miami Valley. Winds picking up to 45 miles per hour around midnight tonight, and a low temperature by tomorrow morning of 11 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And thanks for sticking with us today on Auto Talk. Dave and I do the show every Saturday at 12 noon. Ask your friends to join you and listen to the show. You can listen to podcasts. You can check us out on murphysautocare.com. We have lots of interesting information. If you didn't catch the whole show today, you can still listen, and other shows, great. We have been talking to Jerry about spark plugs, right, Dave?
We have. We're going to bring Jerry right back to us. Hi, Jerry. Thanks for hanging in there with us. So,
yes.
Hey, just what I really wanted to wrap up with you here is this is an excellent question and point you've brought up about the right spark plugs. Because we, in our shop, we see this frequently. A car will come in, it's not running properly, and of course, one of the things, we're going to check the spark plugs in it, potentially. We pull them out, and they're the wrong brand, they're the wrong, you know, they're gapped wrong, they're just the wrong plug. Now, your vehicle, as I said before the break, does not typically need those. What you want to go do is go to your parts professional, wherever that is near you that you're buying from, and ask them, because in their cataloging, it tells them exactly which one of those plugs is the original equipment recommended. They'll offer all those other plugs to you, but they're unnecessary, okay? And you don't need to spend the extra money because it doesn't have any value to you in that vehicle.
That was my question,
yep.
Whether it warranted it.
Yeah, because, I mean, an Iridian tip spark plug can cost at least $10, right? And if your vehicle works with a standard tip spark plug that's four, why would you spend the extra $6 on it? You just don't need to. So, because you're going to change it again anyways. That vehicle requires that you change it again. The Iridium tip, Platinum tips plugs are for vehicles that actually were designed to go approximately 80,000 miles between spark plug changes. Your vehicle wasn't. So don't overpay and don't overbuy. And I really appreciate you asking the question, because I'm sure there's other people out there that are thinking the same thing.
Well, it's actually an 03 ZR2 I bought off of a individual that bought it new. And I noticed a hesitation in it, and he told me that he had not tuned it up since he had bought it. So I was kind of looking in that direction.
Yeah. It needs the ignition system serviced on it. Absolutely, I would agree with you. That's probably, is that distributorless? I can't recall. Or does it have a cap and rotor and wires in it?
I think it's got a cap.
Yeah. You want to change that all out. It's just due. It's old. So I really appreciate your call, Jerry. Good luck with it. Call us back. Let us know how she's running. And most of all, have a great weekend. All right. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. Bye-bye. All right. Great call. This has been a whole weekend of great calls.
Well, the whole show is great questions all over the board and very informational. And we love helping people.
Well, we do. You know, I just want to say something. I'll say it quickly because I know we have some things to wrap up here. But had an interesting email from a longtime listener and client asking me about how long he can keep oil on the shelf at his home, right? Everybody's got a few quarts of oil sitting around if you've got lawnmowers and stuff.
Do you mean used or new?
Well, new.
Okay.
So, you know, you buy enough oil sometimes to service your car if you're doing it yourself.
Yeah, oh, so like overstock.
Yeah, you got a couple quarts left over. And if you've, through the years, you got a couple different cars, they all have different oil requirements. So the question was, can I still use this oil? And the answer is, if it's never been opened and it's less than 5 years old, because it has a born-on date, if you look on the bottle of oil. Obviously, if it's in a can, it's a little more than 5 years old. That's about 30 years old. But if it's in a bottle, 5 years old or less, you can still use that oil. But you probably don't have enough to service the vehicle you have. You know what I'm saying? Because it's always an odd quart or whatever.
But you could add it, right, if you're a little
You could top your vehicle off if it needed some. That's true. You could do that. But another thing to keep in mind is, you know, maybe you got a little oil gun around. That's the best thing to do. Put it in your oil guns and use it on the rollers on your garage door, all right? And service the garage door now and then. We can do that.
You mean like you do all the time?
I do that all the time. That's right. Exactly right. And then I get in trouble for letting it drip on the car. But, you know, so, yeah, I do that. But the other thing is, if you've got quarts of oil like that sitting around your house, we're a green shop at Murphy's Auto Care, and you don't know how to dispose of them, just bring them to us. We'll dispose of them properly. Because we actually recycle the oil. So
that's right.
Just wanted to make
that's
that point.
That's a good tip, Dave. Hey, good tip of the day.
My one for the day, okay?
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. I do want to thank our sponsors again, BG Automotive Products. We use their products every day. They have wonderful services that they provide. Also, KOI Auto Parts, the professional's choice. And then Mike's Car Wash. Go out today and get your car washed. A clean car is a happy car. They're open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. and they're featured there. Unlimited sale now through October. Three convenient locations. Okay,
it.
Dave, that's a good one. Also, Ultimate Wednesdays every Wednesday at Murphy's Auto Care. If you schedule at murphysautocare.com. And please consider donating a vehicle, or if there's someone you know, talk about it. And you could donate a vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction just by calling 228-AUTO. They'll handle everything, the paperwork. They'll have the car towed. They'll just take it off your hands. And so if you or anybody you know are in a position to donate the vehicle, now's the time of year to do that. and all the proceeds stay right here in the Miami Valley.
Yeah, don't leave it sitting in your driveway. You're just going to have to shovel snow around this way, you know? So
yeah. It can help. It can be helping someone else.
Absolutely.
That's key. It can be helping someone else. Everything. If it's not helping you right now, it can be helping someone else.
So true. So true. That's a wonderful point.
And we will be back next Saturday, another show.
Absolutely. More fun
more
here
fun.
With
more
Dave and
fun
Jan.
More fun in the sun with Dave and Jan Murphy, Murphy's Auto Care. Talk. You guys have a great weekend out there, and thanks for listening.
Thank you for all. Take care. Have a great one.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.